Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Today on Edgewise, our guest is John Maxwell. He's written over 50 books. He's world-renowned for his publications and presentations and for the high regard in which the business community and his audience of readers regard him. He's author of a new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, Proven Steps to Maximize Your Potential. John, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you. It's my delight.
Now, in the book, you define leadership as a verb and not a noun. What do you mean by this?
Very simple. Most people think leadership is a position. Therefore, if they get a leadership position, they say, well, I've become a leader. And a leadership position doesn't make you a leader. If a leadership position made a person a good leader, then everybody that had a leadership position would be a good leader. And yet, we've had bad bosses. We've had people who had leadership positions that weren't good at leading.
Absolutely.
So it's really a verb. It's action. It's growth. It's developing. And the five levels of leadership basically says, whatever level you're on in your leadership, you can still grow. You can still go to a higher level. You have to keep moving. You have to keep learning. You have to keep climbing.
Sure.
So when I wrote The Five Levels of Leadership, it was to help people not only define what leadership is, but then understand where they are on the five levels and how to go to the next level so they could continue to develop themselves.
And clearly understanding this makes them a better leader.
Oh, no question. Once I understand what level of leadership I'm on, I know my influence level as far as how I lead people, but secondly, I know where I need to go for the next level to keep growing.
Okay, now let's talk about those five levels.
Level number one is the position level. It's where we all start. We get a title, we get a job description, we've got a position. And what we need to realize is that even though we have the position, that doesn't make us a leader. The position doesn't make the leader makes the position.
In your book, you talk about level one where you are perceived as the boss, but you do have problems.
What happens is if you only have a position level with people, they'll only do what they have to. They're not following you because they want to. They're not following you because they're good. They're following you because they have to. They'll give you the least amount of effort at that level. So it becomes very difficult to get commitment out of people at level number one. That's why you have to go to two and begin to relationally connect with people before they start giving you the energy that they need to. The second level is the permission level. That's where people give you permission to lead them. It's vital to have great relationships for that permission to occur. That's where you get to know people well, you care for people, you begin to show them that they are people of value, and they connect with you, you connect with them.
So at level two, you start to connect with individuals.
Absolutely, that's the relationship level. You connect with them, they like you, you like them, and now they start following you, not because they have to, they begin to follow you now because they want to.
And that's not only the people who work for you, but also your colleagues.
Correct. You just relationally are connecting with the people that are involved in your work.
Exactly.
The third level is the production level. That's where you begin to see results in your leadership. Now you're producing. You're not only saying it, but you're doing it.
Yeah.
It's a level where momentum kicks in.
And credibility comes with that.
It sure does. You're not only casting vision, but you're bringing forth results. So now people are following you, not because of what you say, but because of what you do, which is a much stronger leadership position to be in because the people know that you're not only asking them to produce, but you're producing yourself. You're modeling it for them. If they want to know how to produce, all they have to do is watch you, go to you, be trained by you, be equipped by you. Credibility helps your leadership become much more effective.
And how do your beliefs at level three move you forward to level four?
Level number four is the people development level.
Right.
So you have to have the belief that not only is it important to produce results, but it's important to produce results with people and through people.
Right.
You do the things that you can do on level three by yourself, and you begin to train and develop other people until they can do it. So on level three, you're producing, but on level four, you're producing with people and through people. Understanding the most valuable asset that any organization has is the people within that organization.
And then on five, you're in the maximum position.
Level five is the pinnacle level. That's the top level of leadership where you have done it so well with so many for so long. You receive respect from people and you become bigger than life.
And are there upsides and downsides to level five?
There's upsides and downsides to every level. Level five, the upsides, you've got a lot of respect. Therefore, you have a lot of influence. The downside is when you stay there and you don't continue to grow and develop, or you begin to feel you deserve to be there, then you get static and begin to decline.
I guess it could be very depressing knowing that you can't move higher up in an organization.
Oh, no. At level five, even though it's pinnacle, your influence extends to a greater degree the longer you're there.
Right.
take a pinnacle leader like Nelson Mandela. The longer he's alive, the more influence he has. In the religious world, Billy Graham. In the corporate world, perhaps somebody like Jack Welch. Even if they stay at that pinnacle level, they still increase their influence.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. John, I'm just curious, how did you identify these five levels?
I began 35 years ago asking myself, how does a person influence people, and then how do they increase their influence with people?
Okay. How do they do that?
A person influences people by these five levels, and they increase their influence by going from one to the next.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, in fact, I called the lecture the five levels of influence, not even the five levels of leadership, because it was a way to influence people and then learn how to influence them to a greater degree. And it just evolved over the last 35 years.
How long does this process of going from level one to level five take?
It takes a long while, years, but there are some that would be quicker than others.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, don't worry about how long it takes you to get there. Just be concerned about the fact that you're going from one level to the next. As long as you're increasing your levels of influence and effectiveness, it's just a matter of time till you get to level five.
I would think that it's extremely satisfying as you move up, knowing that these five levels make you more in control of your career each step you take.
No question. And you also have an understanding not only where you are, but what you need to do to get to the next level. The five levels of leadership helps you to understand leadership, and then it gives you a game plan to increase your influence and your capacity as a leader.
And is that the same for everybody?
Yes, the five levels are the same for everybody. It's a roadmap. Now, does everybody go the same speed? No. Do they keep all those five levels in sequence the same way? No. But you can't skip a level. To be successful, you got to be able to do all five of those things very well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you skip a level, then you won't be a complete leader, and it'll catch up with you pretty soon.
Have you shared this insight with top leaders, and how do they respond to it?
Oh, they respond big time. This is a lecture I give at West Point, Microsoft, Lilly, Delta, the major companies in the world.
And do you also give it to junior executives or to a young person who's gotten their first position in leadership?
Absolutely. It is an easily understood teaching that applies to anybody that wants to lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game plan that a person can use if a young leader is in high school and they're wanting to develop their leadership. They can learn the five levels. If a person came to me today and said, I would like to understand leadership and I'd like to develop myself as a leader, that's the first book I'd put in their hands. It's easily applied and easily understood.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add about your book?
The five levels of leadership is all about those five levels, helping a person know what the positives are of the level, the negatives of the level, how to identify that they're on that level, what to do to get to the next level. And it's just a book that helps you understand where you are in your leadership journey and where to go to the next level of your leadership journey so that you can be even more successful.
We've been talking to John Maxwell, author of the new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, Proven Steps to Maximize Your Potential. John, thanks for being with us on Edgewise.
Thank you very much, and you have a good day now.
Have you attended an AMA webcast? These free one-hour programs deliver practical insight into the latest business issues as well as leadership and management challenges. For a complete schedule of upcoming webcasts, visit the events calendar at amanet.org/events. We'd love to get your feedback on today's program. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.